American Samoa's best music mix, 93 KHJ. You got the American Samoa Visitors Bureau in studio. And we want to welcome their executive director, Minnie Tuia. Good morning, Minnie. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
And we also have returned out of quarantine. Well, actually, both of you guys are back. We have Vaitoa Hansland-Kildee. And we also have marketing manager and deputy director, Tamiano Gurr, who I guess you were holding the fort down while these two were off island, huh?
Yeah, acting director and deputy, but now that they're back.
Okay. You're marketing manager. Marketing. Huh? I gotcha. Okay. Anyhow, we got the Visitors Bureau here. Some interesting times given the short flights that we have right now. So how are you guys holding up?
We're doing well. Thank you. And thank you for letting us come in this morning. We wanted to come in and share some of the things that the Visitors Bureau is doing. You know, given the pandemic and what we went through last year, all the countries around the world are relooking and replanning on how they're going to develop tourism, this industry within their own countries. American Samoa is no exception. We've been planning different activities. One of the things that we're going to be rolling out is, and I'll let Ano discuss that later, is how we relook and how we look at future development of tourism. And it really comes down where our focus is on the development of local products, which is our villages, our people, the preservation of our culture, traditions, and actually letting people learn what our home has to offer. Many times we experience people saying, well, first of all, they're asking why we still have an office open with no cruise ships. And it's important that our residents understand that they're tourists, they're visitors. When you go to a different village, they're visiting. There's so many things that we have to offer. Many times people say, well, is there to do in American Samoa? And there's nothing. Well, these are some of the same people that have never visited, walked on our hiking trails, have never visited the waterfalls. There's a good number of our community that have never visited either end of the islands. The villages, either in Poloa or Tula, they've never been to Vatia, Fangasa, Sailele. They've never been to Aunu'u or Manu'a National Park, never snorkeled or tried, or haven't learned how to fish. All of these different activities are available right here. And we want to be able to create opportunities for our people to rediscover the treasures that belongs to them, that's in their home. And I'm going to let Tamiano explain some of the exciting things that we have planned because we do have a lot of things planned.
Definitely. Good morning, John. So for the next week and over the course of the next year, the American Samoa Visitors Bureau is launching our Explore, Experience, and Enjoy American Samoa program. So next week we have a few activities rolling out on Monday, October 25th, Monday night on our Facebook page from 5 to 7 p.m. We have a Save the Music program where Vaitoa and a bunch of others are coming together and they're bringing traditional songs and music. So we'll have that on our Visitors Bureau Facebook page. That's American Samoa Travel. Or you can type American Samoa Visitors Bureau, and you can find that. So you can tune in there, and that's live stream with Aaron Hall, 684. And then also from Monday morning all the way up until Thursday, from 10 to 2 p.m., right next door at the Arts Council, we've teamed up with them. And they're going to be doing demonstrations such as the Lei and Upetsi board and stuff like that. So people can kind of see, you know, how to make ias and with the traditional Samoan designs. So that's from 10 to 2 p.m. from Monday to Thursday. We also have partnered up with the land grant at ASCC with Dennis Sene and the team over there. So they have a bunch of native trees that they're going to be assisting us with. So if any locals, you know, want to start planting and start gardening in their backyard, we can help and work with them with land grant. And then one of the biggest events next week is Tisa's annual tattoo fest that everybody knows. So she's doing two things. The first thing is on Tuesday night. She has her Palolo harvest. That's at Tisa's in Alenga. And then on Friday and Saturday, she has her big tattoo fest all day. So those are just a few programs. But over the next year, we have a lot of other programs that we're rolling out. And these are, a lot of them are partnerships with other government agencies or with the private sector. And these are things such as partnering with marine and wildlife and private fishermen. We have a Let's Learn Fishing program where we can teach beginners how to fish and the different types of fishing. We have an Aunu'u experience and future Manu'a tours where we're having the locals here also explore and enjoy and experience their outer islands, because a lot of them still have not been to Aonu'u or the three islands in Manu'a. We're going to be working with the local handicrafts and a local shops and have an event with that, as well as Siapo workshops, ukulele clubs. There's so much activities that we're going to be rolling out every month. So the best way to contact us is 633-9805, or you can message us on Facebook, on Instagram. We also have our website, americansamo.travel. But I'm going to pass it over to Vaitoa Hanslein-Kildee, our deputy director.
Hey, John.
Hey.
We really don't have that much anymore to say. I think we pretty much wrapped a lot of it together. But one of the very important things that was mentioned earlier by a director and of course, our marketing manager, is the importance of tradition, maintaining and making sure that we're able to get the rest of the community to engage. Engage like, for example, Save the Music. Some of the old traditions that used to be to accompany songs and dances. And that's the main thing that's very important in our culture, and especially for our people, is to make sure that we still maintain a strong culture, a strong language, strong tradition. And so that's all part of the program that has been laid out, is to engage and to strengthen the traditions of and that's why it's important. And we want to say thank you to Tisha also for continuing to promote, you know, the Pololo tradition. That's another tradition we'd like to see. I mean, Mosoi flowers and things like that. People get engaged in it. It seems like nowadays everybody is just going out there to fish for it. But that's part of our thing, is to communicate and dialogue.
All right. And again, you've got your social media platforms, your online, and your phone number. What's again? Is
633-9805.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to these exciting events and stay on top of that.
We also want to invite the public, if they also have ideas of projects that they feel could also help, especially preserve it for our young people, you know, the legends, archaeological sites, to come in and share this with us. These are projects that we may be able to collaborate with them on, or to help them move it. We look at providing opportunities for our residents to engage into business opportunities. Just because we don't have the cruise ships doesn't mean that there isn't a business availability and opportunities here in the community.
Yeah, if you think about it, people aren't spending money on airfare right now, so they have a lot of disposable income. Plus, with all this aid and relief, I mean, you could do charters to Manu'a, I guess. You know, you mentioned that, but there's a lot of stuff
You know, the fishing tours with Peter. What is it?
Yeah, Peter Salivao with Crux Marine. Yeah, during the COVID shutdown, he's actually done over 60 local tours. That's just catering to our local people. Because, maybe some of those would have traveled off island and spent money elsewhere, but they're here and they're looking for more things to do. So there are opportunities available.
Okay.
We wanted to say one more thing about our Save the Music, our ukuleles. During the pandemic, in the U.S. mainland, more people are looking for hobbies, and quite a number of them picked up learning how to play ukulele. Piano was too expensive and cumbersome to carry around. And so we want to encourage our people also. We have lessons that are going to be conducted virtually on our site, as well as we're encouraging the development of ukulele clubs.
So ukulele, you can teach your kid how to do online?
Oh, yeah. You can. What we do, well, for one thing, many people are learning how to play the ukulele on YouTube.
Right.
Yes.
Do everything, learn everything on YouTube.
On YouTube, right. I mean, Vaitoa taught us four chords on an ukulele. And so all of us at the ASVB, we think we're all musicians now.
Okay.
They could actually play a song.
You got an ensemble. To you. When we finally get those flights going, they can come out there with you then and welcome in, right?
That's right. We're ready.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, keep us posted on that. I mean, I'd personally like to get my kids. I've always wanted to, you know, just to find out when and where they can do ukulele lessons is...
They'll be rolling it out in about the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
On our site. Yeah, how to do this.
All right, that sounds great then. So lots of opportunities then.
Very, very.
Okay,
good.
Keep your mind busy while you get that island fever, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because who wants to travel right now? I mean, what was that just insane trying to get through all the, because you got to do TSA, but now on top of TSA, you got to do Talofa Pass and safe travels.
And if you're in mainland, you have to do that. State of Hawaii.
Right. Although you could, I guess, bill this place. This is like the last place on earth you don't have to wear a face mask.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. We're like the only place that's COVID-free in the world. Yeah. I mean, without, you know, those quarantine cases. But, yeah, there's, you know, not a lot of... But then again, I guess we've been COVID-free because we haven't had any tourism, right?
Right. Well, we haven't had any flights. Our borders have been, you know, restricted.
Yeah. Right.
So. No cruise ships.
Yeah. Any idea when that's going to start back up?
You know, we know that quite a bit of the cruise lines that have started, attempted to start, have ended up canceling in the last 3 months. And I don't think I'd want to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just in a big petri dish of germs.
Right. So I don't see... They talk about it, and it's been talked about a lot throughout the world.
Are there any of them declaring bankruptcy just because nobody's, you know, it's kind of like the airlines after 9/11, you know, just nobody's using those services right now?
No, I haven't heard.
Okay. All right.
I haven't heard anything.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, regardless, that's sort of like what they're doing out there. But here we have a lot of stuff going on then.
And next week, the onslaught of all of these activities, it actually launches our promotion. And it's called the Triple E, and it's our explore, experience, and enjoy our home. And so we start launching out another 12 months of activities starting next week.
All right. So lots of local stuff to do then.
Yes.
All local stuff, yes.
And like you said, a lot of people, they haven't been, you know, on the trails. Like myself included, I've never been to Manua. I got to get over there.
One of the things that we're doing next week is where the seniors are doing a east-west tours.
Okay.
And they're actually going to do scenic tours. Okay, there's archaeological and legend, like I said, site tours. But this will be really great for them. We have things planned for different groups, you know, on the island. We have some programs for our SPED students coming up. And we've also engaged on some projects with our DOE high schools that are helping ASVB with some of their marketing and promotional work. So yes, we have a lot of interesting things happening, and we've been very blessed to be able to collaborate with many of the government agencies.
So that sounds like you're trying to engage the youth then, keep them, you know, that's over half our population is under 18, and they've got great ideas.
They do, and there's so much that they don't know.
As far as leaving their village,
and
going to an outlying village,
and I'll tell you, it was surprising. I don't know if you were at the prom open mic.
I watched it online.
Yeah, wasn't that great last week?
Amazing, great turnout. You had so many contestants
and talent.
Yeah,
the talent that's available here online. And
it's incredible. You don't have to go off island. It's right here.
Yeah,
yeah. Good job on that, Tamiano.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
And that's our thing. Yes, for local.
All right. So embrace our local and all age groups and demographics, it sounds like. Okay. All right. Well, that was Executive Director of Visitors Bureau, Minnie Tuya. Thank you, Minnie, again for coming on. Good to see you here. It's been about 5 years since you've been on. Is this your first time here at our new spot?
Well, actually, yeah. The only other time I've been on the radio, I think, was with Red Cross.
Right. Yeah. And that was back in Pongo. Yeah. So good to see you wearing many hats.
Thank you.
All right. And Tamiano. Congrats again on your successful prom promotion. One of our own employees, Tua, was in on that.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed that. And Deputy, good to have you back as always. And we'll see more of you, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us.
93KHJ, take care and God bless. Back after this.